Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. My alarm is a clock radio set for 6:25, so I get up, take my morning meds, and listen to the news and my fellow community commenters, and read or do the crosswords in the time standard. And when my wife is ready, I get bathed and get the compression bandages on my legs and, in general, get ready for the day. If that or any part of your daily routine is like mine, then on this Christmas morning, you are having a first or second cup of coffee or tea or opening presents and getting ready for whatever the day brings. We are getting ready to go to our daughter and son-in-law's place for our annual Christmas blueberry pancake breakfast prepared by Jim and with the added attraction of having two of my sisters and their family join us. Two of our grandkids are home from college, Jenna from Sonoma State, where she works part-time for Dutch Bros, and Big Nate, who is a redshirt freshman on Fresno State's football team. You may know that redshirts do not play but practice with the team, preparing for next year and on to their fifth year of eligibility. Fresno State played USC in the Las Vegas Bowl. We had to be gone most of the day but got home in time to catch the end of the game, and the older brother of the quarterback was being interviewed and on TV, and there was Nate, standing off to the side. We only saw him for a few seconds, but he has now made his debut on national TV. So, a Merry Christmas to all of you, and I hope your day goes great, like it should. I want to thank the folks here at Eureka Broadcasting for their support of the annual Truckers Parade. It goes right past my house, well, half a block away, and we enjoyed it immensely. There is a ton of work that goes into decorating those big rigs, and the truckers and their helpers did marvelous work. Thanks again, KEKA. There has been a flap going on for several years about the Americans with Disabilities Act. A local attorney seems to be at the center of the problem, and he says the law is the law, and it's been there for 25 years or so. The aim is that all people will have access to all places of business. Those of you who know me know that I am disabled. I cannot walk without crutches, and I use a wheelchair about 80% of the time at home, or if I have to go where there will be some distance to walk or some standing to be done. Many of Eureka and Arcata's office-type businesses are located in Victorian-style homes, and most of them have lots of steps. The ones I've visited have put in ramps or otherwise made themselves accessible. The Arkley Center and the River Lodge in Fortuna have put in lifts to get guys like me on the stage. The River Lodge one was out of order the last time I was there. Making a law that says everyone can go everywhere or do everything is unrealistic. I hope good common sense prevails. You all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.